Water levels are low enough in the Great Lakes that parts of sunken ships have become visible. John Carl says Wisconsin actually leads the nation in the number of shipwrecks listed on the National Register of Historic Places. Carl writes and produces videos about sunken ships for the UW Sea Grant Institute. This summer, he even went underwater to sketch a wreck off Door County. He estimates there were more than 700 sunken ships near Wisconsin. He says most went down in the 19th century when they were becoming a major vehicle for commerce.
Ships began hauling lumber and grain and sand and rocks and all kinds of things all over the Great Lakes. And of course, those ships were made out of wood. And there was no navigation facilities then. There was no radar. There were very few lighthouses at the beginning of the century. So there were all kinds of hazards, including fire and storms and navigational difficulties, which caused all of these, this tremendous number of shipwrecks on the Great Lakes.
So it was a relatively unsafe profession?
It was extremely unsafe. In fact, the Great Lakes were possibly some of the most dangerous open waters to travel on in the world. They're considered to be even more dangerous than open water or ocean travel because of the shoreline all around. One of the main hazards of shipping is running aground. And in a time when there were very few lights on shore, very few strong lights, and no navigational aids like radar and things like that, ships often ran aground, and some of them wrecked when they ran aground. So that's what made the Great Lakes so dangerous. There's shore to run into everywhere you turn.
But people needed jobs, and so they continued risking their lives to do this work.
That's right, exactly. Of course, the sailors themselves needed work. So that was one source of work, but I would say more than that, the driving impetus was just the economy growing, and companies saw ways to make money by shipping goods around the Great Lakes. Let's build a large boat and ship some lumber from Michigan down to Chicago or any number of other routes along the Great Lakes. But it was a different time. People recognized these jobs were very, very dangerous, and much of life was dangerous then, so people were a little bit more accepting of dangerous working conditions.
What would happen when a ship was in distress?
Oh, any number of things. There are all kinds of stories. It depends, of course, on what kind of situation you're in. If you're in a storm out in the middle of the lake, or possibly a storm near shore, or if the ship sets a fire. I was just diving on a shipwreck this summer that ran ashore near Whitefish Dunes State Park in Door County. The crew was having lunch somewhere on the ship, and a fire broke out. And relations with the captain weren't so great, and they just said, well, we'll finish our lunch before the fire, before we extinguish the fire. There's just any number of harrowing stories. Many lives were lost. In a few cases, some ships in distress were seen from shore when a storm came up, but they wouldn't even be able to help the ship. People couldn't row out in small life-saving rowboats, which is all they had. So they, in some cases, just watched a ship sink from shore.
Are they just now underground tombs?
They are. So Wisconsin and other states have laws to regulate what can be taken from ships, and actually nothing can be taken from ships any longer. So you can visit these shipwrecks, but they are historic sites and they are also tomb sites.
You've been underwater and have seen some of these wrecks. What is it like?
Well, kind of go back in time and you can see some of the machinery in some cases, and the way the vessel is constructed, and just the fact that here's a very large remnant of days gone by that few people ever get to see.